Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, it's Emily Sande. You're listening to Dan Wooten's Bizarre Life podcast, and today I'm his guest. You can check out Dan's other interviews with Pink, Take That, Shania Twain, Paloma Faith, and loads more. In fact, go ahead and subscribe, and you'll get each new interview for free as soon as it comes out. All right, let's do this.
Emily Sande, let's talk about your bizarre life.
Yes. Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
You're feeling slightly under the weather today, so yes. Thank you so much for still coming in.
Thank you for having me.
But you've got a big few weeks.
Yes.
Because you've gone down the path of releasing an EP.
Yes.
Tell me how it came about for you. And like, was it something that you'd actively thought about, or was it just that an album wasn't ready?
I mean, we had so many songs for the last album. Mm. So there were so many different genres and styles that I wanted to kind of put out and show a different side of myself, which didn't quite fit the album. And then I'd written Starlight recently. So it was actually the label's idea. They said, why don't you bring out an EP with the single? So I kind of jumped on that opportunity, and it's just been amazing. I got to record with a band for the first time. So the same band I tour with, we went to the countryside and we just got to jam out, and there was no pressure of what it should be or try and get it on radio. It really was just being completely expressive and free. So yeah, it was an amazing experience.
And the rumors are, apparently confirmed by you, that Starlight is inspired by a new man in your life. Is this true?
It's inspired by a general feeling of love, and definitely me feeling open now to kind of explore new relationships, yeah. Which for a while I've just been so obsessed with work and just trying to get in the position I wanted to musically. So now I just feel open and happy and to, you know, yeah, it's good.
So is that where the more upbeat vibe comes from on
yeah,
the song?
Yeah, definitely. And I just feel so much more relaxed in myself and as a person. So yeah, the music's definitely how I'm feeling right now.
So have you found someone you're happy with at the moment?
Yes, at the moment it's going very well. Thank
Excellent.
You.
Yeah. I'm very happy for you.
Thank
because
you.
Because obviously, I mean, we spoke at the time, didn't we, when you released your last album. You know that Breathing Underwater is like one of my absolute favourite songs. It's so beautiful. And the album was amazing. But I mean, there was a lot of story for you to tell. And obviously, there was some real darkness there, wasn't there, on the last album, because you'd gone through the breakup of your marriage. So, of course, when that happens for a songwriter like you, I guess where you're at in your life is always going to reflect what sort of music you're making.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, you want to be on stage really telling the people the truth of who you are in that moment. So yeah, it was definitely a big process for me, the last album. And towards the end, I wanted to have songs like Babe and things that are a lot more hopeful and positive. So I feel like this EP is now in that zone. And yeah, I feel like I've really come to a new chapter in my life and feel very much in control and comfortable in my own skin.
And so a year on now from you opening up about the end of your marriage like that on the album, how do you feel looking back? Do you feel like you've reached any type of closure on it?
Yeah, I definitely feel like you know, it was a difficult time for everyone, and, you know, it was very, lots of emotions, and I feel like it was so cathartic to get out through music. And also then once people had heard the album, for them to tell me their stories and what hurts had meant to them, and they were going through something similar. So that's been a real, very therapeutic to share as well.
And tell me about the response to the album in terms of, you know, people sharing those stories with you. Did that give you strength, or did it make you think, yeah, I've done the right thing by talking about this? Because I guess sometimes you're quite a private person, so it must be quite difficult for you in a way to open up your life like that, because, you know, you have been very intent on protecting your relationships and the people that you're with.
Yeah. I mean, with the album, I really didn't want it to to be specifically or, you know, to share anything about anybody else. I definitely wanted it to be me revealing who, more of who I am. So I feel very glad. I feel like people know me in a lot more of a deeper level. And that's always amazing with your fans, that you can really have an honest connection. I'm not going to stand and pretend everything's perfect if it's not, but also we can share that those emotions together. So I think it's really strengthened our bond, really.
Coming next week on Bizarre Life, my exclusive interview with the international superstar Pink.
If Christina and I can make up,
yes,
anybody can. My brother was the most bullied kid I've ever seen with my own eyes, and it turned me into a fighter. What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answers? What about us?
To make sure you subscribe to Bizarre Life with Dan Wootton right now to hear that revealing exclusive interview with Pink. So this is my favorite feature, okay? This is called Shuffle, Delete, Repeat. Okay. And this is when, Emily, I ask you to choose from your own songs.
Okay.
So that's what's wow. hard about okay. it. Not other people's songs. These are your own songs. So we're going to kick off with Emily Sandé bangers. Okay. And they are Next to Me.
Next to Me. Ooh. Next to Me. Ooh.
Heaven. And Highs and Lows. So the question is, out of those three songs, which would you put on shuffle?
Okay.
Which would you repeat? And which would you delete?
Okay. Which would I repeat? What was it? Heaven?
Next to Me, Next to Me. Heaven, Heaven, and Highs and Lows.
Okay, well, I'd repeat Heaven. And I would shuffle... Oh, I have to delete one of them.
Yeah. One of your babies.
Okay.
It's going in the bin.
I have to delete Highs and Lows, and I would shuffle Next to Me.
Okay. Well, I'll repeat Highs and Lows. So that's,
okay, thank
that's
you.
It's
still
out.
In the mix.
Now, Emily Sandé ballads. Okay, so you've got Clown.
I'll be your clown behind the glass. Go ahead and laugh, because it's fun.
River.
Follow me, I'll be river, 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 yeah.
And Read All About It, Part 3.
I wanna sing, I wanna shout, I wanna scream till the words dry out. So put it in.
Oh, what? This is really
Which would
mean.
You shuffle, which would you delete, and which would you repeat?
I can't delete any of those.
You have to.
Oh, okay.
You absolutely have to.
Can I delete Clown?
Yes.
Just because it makes me feel a bit sad.
Yes.
Okay.
Good
and
idea.
Then I'll repeat River and I'll shuffle Read All About It.
Interesting. And then finally, this is Emily Sandé collaborations.
Oh.
So you might annoy someone here, okay? So the okay. options are Beneath Your Beautiful with Labyrinth. Wonder with Naughty Boy.
Oh, 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 we ain't falling under. Oh, 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 we are full of wonder.
Diamond Ring with Chipmunk. Which would you shuffle, which would you delete, and which would you repeat?
Okay, I can't delete, because that's like deleting the person.
No, it's just the song. Don't worry about that. It's okay. just the song.
Okay, I'm going to... Now I feel like I'll offend somebody. I feel like I actually might.
Just feel it in your gut. Just go with your gut.
Okay,
Don't think about it too much.
Okay, I am going to... No, I can't. I can't delete one of them.
Which,
it's so mean.
Which would you shuffle and which would you repeat?
Oh, okay. That's easier. I would shuffle. Blip, 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 blip. I will shuffle Wonder, and I will repeat Beneath You Beautiful.
Which means Diamond Ring is in the bin.
That was a trap.
I tricked you. Now, you haven't given up on albums, though, have you?
Oh, no, no, yeah.
Because this is what some people in the music industry are doing now, just dropping singles and everything when they come. But for you, that process of putting together a collection of work is a big one, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. You know, I really love it. I love the concepts of albums. I love, you know, really getting to express different sides on the songs. So after the EP's out in November, then, now I've began work on the album, which will be hopefully out early next year.
So there will be a full-scale release, which actually means you're working at a much faster pace than what you did after 2012.
Yes.
So the creative juices are obviously flowing.
They're flowing, and that's a big lesson I've learned, just keeping up with the music almost, because there's no point of having songs out there that you can't share with anybody, but you have to just get your work rate up and not be so afraid. And I think that's the beauty of how music's shared now. There's a freedom, so you're not so constricted, like you can only release one album every 2 years. Now people just want content, people want to hear more, and I love that because I've got so much to share. So faster, and just learning how to go at that pace has been,
I mean, the success for you was so quick
and
so immense, and all of those offers just came rolling in, which for an artist takes years to come to. So what was going through your headspace then? I mean, how did you cope with that sort of immediacy of fame, right? And then what happens when they say to you, we want you at the opening ceremony, we want you at the closing ceremony, we want you on the X Factor final, we want you on the Strictly Come Dancing. Like, talk to me about that headspace and how you dealt with getting all of those offers.
I mean, it really feels amazing. It was kind of, because you work, even though things happen very quickly, I had been working on singing since I was seven and performing and talent shows and all of these, trying to find a way to get to London. So it was definitely a journey. So when you finally get that, appreciation, it feels really amazing, but it's just learning, you know, to keep that balance, keep your voice healthy, keep your body healthy, and just do things when it's really wanted and people want to hear it.
Now, your rise to fame obviously came very soon after Adele. And is it true that your name is actually Adele and you had to change it because it felt like having a second Adele might not be the best thing for your career?
I mean, yes, my first name is Adele. And I don't know if I had to change it, but I just thought, let me just use my middle name, because even at the beginning of her career, it was so, you know, it was so big from the beginning for her. So it felt like she really owned the Adele lane. So I'm very happy to take Emily. That's my grandmother's name, my dad's mother. So she's the original Emily Sandé, and I'm just continuing her legacy.
Did that provide you with an opportunity to almost have two personas, you know, the whole Sasha Fierce sort of thing? Because you can be Adele to your friends. I mean, do they still refer to you as Adele, for example, your friends and family?
Yeah, that's true, actually. I mean, I only thought about that recently, but it does give you this extra, I'm Emily Sandé on stage, and I can sing to thousands of people, and Adele just likes to kind of do her own thing, write the music, and then give it to Emily to sing it.
So what's Adele like when you took that time off and you were just Adele? What did you do? What did you experience?
Just reconnecting with my family and my closest friends, really. Because when you're running around the world and, you know, you sadly miss so many important events in other people's lives. So my sister lives close to London, so I see her so much now. And, yeah, I just kind of spent it with people I loved and learned more about music, really.
Now we are on to how bizarre. So this is when you've got to think about the most bizarre for all of these things. Okay. So the most bizarre piece of advice you have been given.
well, Naughty Boy. I don't know if it's bizarre. It doesn't really sound bizarre at all, but Naughty Boy, most recently when I met him, he was like, he's very good at giving pep talks.
Yeah.
And he just said to me, and it really never dawned on me before, he said, why, you're acting like we're all going to live forever and you need to really be present in the moment. And I just thought, I was like, yeah, I have been acting like we all kind of just assume this is forever. So I think that was a really good piece of advice from him.
Very good. Slightly bizarre, so it definitely counts.
Okay.
But still very good.
Okay.
He's got good advice, I agree. What is the most bizarre dream you've ever had about another celebrity?
I always have dreams that me and Beyonce are friends. So
love
it wasn't
that.
Very bizarre. I really liked it.
Have you ever met her?
No, I've never met her. And I
that
just
will
think,
happen one day.
Yeah. I hope.
Surely Naughty Boy can hook that up for you.
Yeah.
They've
yeah,
collaborated,
put a good
you
word
know.
For me.
What is the most bizarre party you have attended and who else was there?
I went to the Roc Nation brunch in LA and that was pretty, I mean, it was bizarre because there's just so many of my
who
like.
Who was there?
Jay-Z, who else? P. Diddy was there. Rihanna was over there. Like it was all just in this garden and we were just like being a bit, we were just like being the like bad girls in the corner, but it was a really cool party.
So you're pretty close to Beyonce. She
yeah, I was almost,
there.
We're almost friends.
She could have been there.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
For a period, it looked like maybe you were going to become like the next big songwriter because Simon Cowell sort of pinned you as his number one. And I think there was a period when you did songs for like Cher Lloyd and Susan Boyle and Alexandra Burke. And actually, like, you can make a really good living as a songwriter and you can stay behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be all about you. So when did you make the decision of I'm not going to write songs only for other people? I actually want to be out in the spotlight singing myself.
I'm not sure. I mean, I definitely work with Naughty Boy, but because we already had songs like Clown. So even though we're writing for other people, we had the kind of more ballad and things that we just did for fun. So I think that's the beauty of our version of Events, because it was unexpected. Yeah. We just put songs together that we personally loved.
And he always believed that you were going to be an international superstar, didn't
he?
Did he give you some of the confidence to believe that yourself?
Oh, 1,000%. I mean, I was even more quiet back then, and I was just in awe of London and a producer, and all of these things were amazing. So Naughty Boy was the first person that really put his foot down for me and said, no, she doesn't need other people to write for her. She can write herself, and just gave me that space to develop. So yeah, he was a massive influence and confidence builder from the beginning.
And Kingdom Come, the name of the EP, explain that to me.
Kingdom Coming. Well, that's there is a track on the album called Kingdom Coming, and I should show you the cover. Actually, it's a picture of my dad and me when I was little. And for me, I just really want people to get to know me on a very real level, get to know Adele, you know. And Kingdom Coming is, I guess, I feel in a point in my life now. I just turned 30, and I feel now it's about being mature and noticing everything my parents did for me growing up. Now it's my turn to take care of them. And I think that's kind of the theme throughout the album, is just understanding their journey in the 80s and what they've done to make this dream possible for me. And, you know, Kingdom's Coming, like, you never want your parents to have to struggle or go through anything. So I feel lucky in a position where I can help them and tell their story on this EP.
And how was turning 30 for you? Because having been through it myself a few years ago, it's quite a scary moment.
Yeah.
You're fully fledged adult.
Yes.
Did you have any moments where you struggled, and how did you celebrate it?
Looking back, maybe I did have a little bit of a like last squeeze of the 20s. I like got a really flash car and like got a bit fancy for about 6 months. And then, but after that, no, I mean, I'd always kind of strangely looked forward to being 30 because I thought, okay, that's when people are going to take me seriously. I'll be an adult. But then you kind of forget the responsibility that comes with that and learning how to live, you know, a proper adult life. But I'm enjoying it so far. Yeah.
Now it is time for digital detox. This is if you had to choose just one of these things. Okay. So one Spotify playlist on repeat for the rest of your life.
Easy, like Sunday morning, something like Perfect. One of those Sunday hoovering ones.
One app on your phone.
Probably WhatsApp.
One contact in your WhatsApp.
Ooh, my sister, Lucy.
One account in your Instagram feed.
One account, my friend, Mae Gornal, she's made her Instagram account look so beautiful and it just inspires me to be a bit more of a lady.
One YouTube video on repeat for a week.
Ooh, there's a video of Amy Winehouse singing Love is a Losing Game and it's just her and a mic and it's so emotional and I could list, I think that's my favorite video on YouTube.
Absolutely. Where was she performing it?
It was in a little studio and she just gets, you can tell she's really feeling it. I just think it's incredible.
She's incredible, yeah. One TV channel to watch.
For music, watch all the videos in there.
One person you follow on Twitter.
I don't know, National Geographic. They've got some really good pictures.
And one gadget you can't live without.
One gadget. Oh, we got this new GoPro camera and we only got it last week, but it's become part of the team. It just looks so cool and it makes us look like we're in a movie all the time. So.
And you're doing some little behind the scenes footage.
Yeah, exactly.
And one thing I always want to know as well, if you think there is one question, right, that people want to ask you.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know what, I guess what I'm like or what, like what it's like just hanging out. Because usually I'm, you know, talking about music quite seriously or something else. So I think maybe people want to know what I do for fun, like genuine fun. Or
what do you do?
Oh, well, wouldn't you like to know?
The mind boggles, Emily. The mind boggles. Now, Taylor Swift, a few weeks ago, deleted everything from her social media channels from before July 2017. And you've done the same. What is this about? You've deleted your social media history.
I don't know. I just felt like a nice, fresh start. I mean, there's so many.
Was it part of a career rebirth in the same way that it has been for Taylor?
Kind of. I mean, I guess I was, you know, beginning to make the new EP. But for me, I like just cleaning things and beginning again. And that's kind of how I felt with that. I just wanted to really represent me now. Not that was me 3 years ago. This is me. I really wanted to kind of focus what I was putting out there.
Now, something quite random. You and Idris Elba follow each other on Twitter. So I was wondering, like, are you secretly pals? And obviously he's got this little DJ career going on. So that would be
Really cool, actually. We've met at a couple of events, actually, and I'm a big fan of his. And everything he does just is with such, like, dignity and real thought behind it. And every time I see him, he just looks super cool, too cool for me. But, great guy. And, I think he's wicked.
Have you ever discussed working on music together?
No, actually not. I mean, one event he was DJing there, I should have asked. Next time I see him, I'll maybe see if he's got some beats for me to write to you.
He's got to be the next James Bond.
Oh, yeah. That would work amazingly.
Totally. After Daniel Craig obviously does his last movie. Also, one thing that you have been sort of connected to in the past is talent shows and whether you would be a judge yourself. Have you ever been asked to be a judge on The Voice? Because there were some rumors about you potentially taking a seat at one of those swivelly chairs at some point.
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't think I've been directly asked, but I remember people asking me about it. I don't know. I think I'd just be nervous. I wouldn't want to say the wrong thing that could really break someone's heart and this dream they'd had all their lives. Like, I love watching the auditions and new, fresh talent. I love seeing the hunger of people at the beginning of the shows, but I just want them to feel free to express themselves and not worry about... I couldn't imagine standing in front of that many people while you're trying to learn to be a musician. It was quite daunting.
It's a tough industry.
Yes.
And those shows, it's very hard to get a sustainable career from them, really. Obviously, you started out in such a different way. You were a neuroscience student, weren't you?
Yes.
Do you ever think how different your life would have been and what you would be doing now if you hadn't of pursued your dream for music?
I do sometimes. I mean, I still have friends. One of my closest friends I grew up with in Scotland is now a doctor, and all my friends from uni. So I kind of see their lives and think, wow, could I have done that? Would I have stuck it out? I do think about it. And sometimes I miss feeling like that much knowledge in your mind at once. It's a nice, quite an exciting feeling. But maybe one day
maybe that ship has sailed.
Yes, maybe that's fully sailed.
But what keeps you intellectually stimulated then? Because you've clearly got a really curious brain. I mean, do you do your own study? Are there areas that you look into?
I try and read a lot. My sister's like an avid reader, so I'll go around to her little library and pick little books out. And I just try a lot of like amazing series on at the moment. So I really would love to push myself into learning more about, directing and making music for film, because I think you can tell such an incredible story with every tool at your hands.
That would be great.
Yeah.
So you would love to do like a score as well, like all of that type of writing.
Score, that would be amazing. Have you seen the OA on Netflix? That's been so inspiring for me. I'd love to make something like that.
And what else is left for you to achieve career-wise? I mean, what are your big ambitions? Would it be to release one of the Bond songs, for example? Is that something that you want to do? Like, what's left for you that's something that you really want to achieve?
I mean, yeah, that would be incredible, writing a Bond song. But I think, just learning more about composition and melody. I'd maybe at some point love to go back and study, classical composition.
Really? I think you know enough about that, You're pretty good.
Okay, something else.
I wouldn't stress too much about that.
Okay, right, we'll leave that for now. I mean, it's always just the next challenge. Like, we handed in the EP last night, and I just get too much of a perfectionist about every different frequency. So now that's in. Now it's like, okay, how are we going to make the album even better? So there's always a new challenge. That's the next thing.
Professionally, absolutely. And what about personally? I mean, are you someone that wants to start a family one day? Do you see yourself as a mum in the future now that you're 30?
I think so. I think it would be really fun. I mean, I imagine the children so perfect. Like, they just love watching me write songs and sitting silently.
Ain't going to happen. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
That's the dream. So when I think about it like that, I'd love it. I'd love children.
And do you still believe in marriage?
Yes, I think so. I think once, now I feel at a point in my life where I just know myself so well, and I can be honest with someone. If I don't like certain things or they don't like things about me, there's a maturity that I think you need for marriage, and I feel like I've reached that level, I hope, now.
So now it is time for our famous accent challenge. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Are you ready for this?
God, I should have prepared, right? Yes.
So this is something that all of our podcast guests do. So I'm going to give you the lyrics now to Hurts.
Okay.
And as you recite them,
yes,
in your voice, I'm going to yell out random accents for you to transform into.
Okay.
How are you with an accent?
I think I'm good, but my mum thinks I'm terrible. Okay. So
excellent. Excellent. I'm looking forward to this. So kick off.
Okay.
As Eleni Sande.
Okay. Baby, I'm not made of stone. It hurts. Loving you the way I do, it hurts.
Irish.
Hold tight to Ireland. Hold tight to sing along. I'm all right, but I could be wrong, baby.
Love it. Australian.
I know you remember me. 5'3" in the back of the library. Come on. You can at least try to look at me.
New Yorker.
Oh, man, what a tragedy. No, wait. New York City.
That's good. You got
New
it
New York. Oh, man, what a tragedy. Wait, that's really bad. Bang, bang. Nigga was paradise. Wait, New York is so wrong right now. This is not supposed to be my specialty, New York.
Italian.
Ah, shit, where we always at the roll the dice. La la. Heart beating irregular.
And let's end with a little bit of Russian.
Two seats in the back of the cinema. Hazy. Ah, yeah, you were forgetting that. And all the magic.
Oh, wow. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
So you're a bit of an accent specialist then. Have you ever done any acting?
No.
Is that something you'll consider one day, maybe?
Probably not.
I just won't hire you to be someone from New York. That's the only rule there.
Anywhere.
Oh, Emily, thank you so much for joining us today
to
talk about
me.
Your bizarre life. Of course, Kingdom Coming.
Yes.
I think I said Kingdom Come earlier in the week. So Kingdom Coming yes. is out when?
3rd of November.
Amazing. But obviously you can download the single or stream it right now.
Yes.
Well, it is so great to have you back. Cannot wait for the release of the EP. And don't wait too long before
okay.
the album.
Oh, we're rolling. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for Emily joining us this week. And make sure you are back here for our next Bizarre Life, because I am sitting down with the international superstar Pink in Los Angeles ahead of her massive comeback. So, so excited about that. A lot to talk to her about. So if you want to have that episode of Bizarre Life immediately in your phone or wherever you're listening to this, then make sure you subscribe to us now. So you just need to type into Bizarre Life, into iTunes or Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast, and you will get the next episode with Pink as soon as it's available. And I promise you, that is going to be worth it. Also, make sure you check out our back catalogue as well, because we've got loads of amazing interviews. Everyone from Shania Twain to Niall Horan to Take That to Paloma Faith. You don't want to miss these interviews, and you can listen to all of them right now for free just by subscribing to Bizarre Life with Dan Wootton. As I say, make sure you're back next week, because we will have a world-exclusive interview with the one and only Pink.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'll see you then.